Now let's talk about another contest that is not yet decided, although we have confidence that we will know the winner tonight. The players in the men's college basketball championship this evening include a freshman who may be young, but suggests that he's not too surprised to be there. Derrick Rose is among the leaders of the Memphis Tigers, and after his team wiped out UCLA to make the final game over the weekend, the New York Times quoted him saying, "We knew that we was going to win, so ain't too much to say." Our commentator John Feinstein has some things to say. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
Are you surprised at all that Memphis won so easily?
I was surprised that both games were as one-sided, at least in the final scores, as they were. Memphis beating UCLA by 15 and Kansas in one of the strangest games I've ever seen in my life, beating North Carolina by 18. Kansas was ahead 40-12 early in the game. I really think if you and I had gone out and grabbed three guys and said, let's go play, the score might have been closer.
No, actually.
And then, of course, North Carolina made this incredible comeback to get within four and then ended up losing by 18. So the answer to your question is I was surprised that neither game was as close as we had expected, because the big thing that we talked about last week was, well, we've got four number one seeds playing, so therefore we should expect two great games on Saturday, and instead we had two double-digit games.
Got to be an unhappy moment for Roy Williams, the coach of North Carolina. He was going up against his former team at Kansas and didn't even get close.
Yeah, and I think what made it really hard for Roy is before the game, I believe that all the talk about how much people in Kansas hated Roy because he left to go back to his alma mater 5 years ago and did this Hamlet routine, should I have left, should I not have left, wasn't going to affect the game. I didn't think it would, but I'm not sure that the Kansas kids didn't hear all that anti-Roy Williams talk, and I'm not sure they weren't affected by it emotionally because they came out with so much energy at the start of the game. And for Roy Williams, knowing that he might have been a factor in their emotion probably makes the loss even tougher. You're right.
You know, if North Carolina had made the final, if UCLA had made the final, that would have felt pretty normal. But somehow it feels unusual to have Memphis there, even though they were 38-1.
Yeah, that's a good point, because Memphis isn't part of college basketball royalty the way these other three schools are. I mean, they've won 18 national championships between them, those three schools, and Memphis has never won a national championship. This will be the second time they've been in the final. 1973, they got crushed by UCLA when Bill Walton had that 44-point game. They play in a weaker conference, Conference USA, so even though they have now set the all-time record for wins in a college basketball season with those 38 wins, there are still people who doubt their pedigree and doubt their ability to win tonight against Kansas.
Do you doubt them?
I don't doubt their ability to win, no. I mean, the only thing that can slow this team down is a TV timeout. They are so fast up and down the court. But if there's a team that can match that speed, it's Kansas. And I think we're going to see a real track meet tonight, and I hope we're going to see a close game, because the last two Final Fours, to be honest, Steve, have kind of been duds. We haven't had great championship games or great Saturday games. From a college basketball standpoint, we need a good final tonight.
Well, what's it mean to have two coaches in the final who are both pretty well known, but they've never been here before?
Well, it's a big, big thing for both John Calipari of Memphis and Bill Self of Kansas to be in this game. I remember years ago, the great Al McGuire, who won the national championship at Marquette in 77, used to do an interview with the coaches on Sunday for NBC, and he would always say to them, after they were done on camera, when you walk on court tonight, take a moment and look around you, because you're at the top of your profession. And that's where John Calipari and Bill Self will be tonight, and it's a cool thing for both men.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Comments from John Feinstein. He's author of a book called Last Shot, A Final Four Mystery.